Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. In Scripture, our blessing in one area of our life often comes through our obedience in another. This may sound vague, but I have a very good example. Some people cannot cast the cares of their lives on God because of their relationship to God and their relationship to fellow believers. These poor folk, filled with anxiety, unwittingly go to 1 Peter 5:7 and try as they might, just cannot cast all their care upon God or believe that He cares for them. Why doesn't it work for them? First, verse 7 is a continuation of verse 6. 1 Peter 5:6, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." Verse 7, "Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you." The blessing of being able to cast our cares upon God goes with our obedience to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. God is not mighty and compassionate to this person because he refuses to put himself in a position to see God's might. Another blessing in this text that comes from humbling ourselves before God is being able to lay petty rivalries aside and trust God to do the right thing at the right time, that he may exalt you in due time. One of the hardest things for us to take is someone getting ahead of us, especially if we believe we are more deserving, which of course we always do. I also believe that we can further identify the rivalries that therefore in verse 6 ties us to verse 5, 1 Peter 5:5. "All of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble." And it hit me one day. The proving ground for humbling ourselves before God is found in our willingness to submit to each other. We cannot humble ourselves before God and maintain our petty rivalries at the same time. We miss the blessing of God because we refuse to put ourselves in that position, bow before His throne, where the God of glory reveals His might and compassion for His people. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.